The arrival of that cold front, it'll become gusty and chillier tomorrow night and Sunday. Overnight, low 60s. Tomorrow, back to 70s to near 80. And then tomorrow night, breezy, colder, clearing a little bit, but some lasting clouds linger through Sunday, and it's chilly. 50s in the morning, Sunday afternoon. Clouds to partly cloudy, gusty with a high of only near 60. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Are you in need of roof repair, roof replacement, or roof installation services? We're here to help. With a highly trained, licensed, insured, and experienced team of roofing contractors for all types of roof, we use top quality materials and work tirelessly to craft the perfect roof, but our pricing is so affordable. Contact us today for a no obligation estimate.
Call 205-222-3500. That's 205-222-3500.
Come out to Van Expo New Orleans January 7th through the 9th at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Meet your favorite stars like William Shatner, Captain America Anthony Mackie, John Barrowman, Michael Rooker, the cast of Clerks, and more. Plus artists, writers, cosplayers, Q&A panels, special events, and much more. Don't wait. Tickets are on sale now at FanExpoNewOrleans.com. January 7th through the 9th, Fan Expo. Discover, celebrate, belong.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just can't do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
What is going on, New Orleans? You are listening to the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. If you're listening, I am not BJ Rust. I am Tony Peppers, but I am joined by Mike Hinson today. How are you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Just got home from work, which is not usually the case. I'm still actually wearing my work clothes and just realized as the music started that I hadn't even taken my sunglasses off of the front of my shirt.
Oh, so, you're cool.
Yeah, of course I am. And then on top of that, we're having technical difficulties, so I can't call in the way I normally do, so I probably don't sound very good right now. But
no, you sound great.
It is what it is.
You sound great, Mike.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, well, for you guys out there, we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking a little bit about some sports. We got some Saints talk. We got, as always on Fridays, some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot on the way. But, you know, this whole week that I've been filling in for BJ, I have been talking about, you know, it's the end of the year, kind of just recapping some of the best things that have happened this year. Personally, I'm really thankful for, you know, the pandemic comes in waves, but right now we're at a point where we have live events again, and I love being able to go to concerts.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's so nice. There just aren't words for, like, that energy you feel when you're just in a big group of people just enjoying the moment, you know?
Exactly. Every one of you is there for the same reason. It's you feel this sense of community, but at the same time, there's this huge energy as well, and that's what makes live music so amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I've been talking about some of my favorite records this year. And there's been a lot of them. I've been yammering on about the tunes. But Mike, I'm curious, what's been some of your favorite releases this year?
Honestly, this year I haven't really had a chance to listen to anything. I've been so busy. There's a lot of good stuff out there. I've found a lot of stuff on YouTube, of all places. Just, you know, go down the YouTube rabbit hole and watch this video and then watch the next. And I haven't watched any of them enough to be able to say, hey, I like this band or whatever. But
have you heard the new Foo Fighters?
I heard a little bit of it. The little bit that I heard was really good. It was what you, like, some of the songs were not what you expect, but at the end of the day, the way that they put it together is what you expect out of the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, no, I love that for the Foo Fighters, because I would agree, and I think that's one of the best things about them is, you know, they've been going so strong for so long, and they just continue to evolve as a band, and there's, like, countless examples of people who've been doing it just as long that do not sound anywhere as good.
So,
it's definitely worth checking out if you're looking for something new this year.
And with the Foo Fighters, BJ loves to pick on me about this. I hated the Foo Fighters for years, and not because of the whole, oh, well, they're not Nirvana, blah, blah, blah thing. Mm-hmm. But at first, they were trying to do, I wouldn't really call it grunge. It's kind of their take on, not even grunge, their take on mid-90s music. I did not like that to this day. I still don't like most of the early Foo Fighter songs. Oh. And so I just, you know, I kind of used that as, you know, I took that and then did kind of use the, well, they're not Nirvana thing to just not listen to them. But over the years, the songs got better and better. They went from trying to be a 90s band to just being an American rock and roll band. And that's when they got really, really good as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I didn't admit it to myself that I liked them for a long time, but now I love them. Once I realized, wait a minute, they're not fingernails are pretty. It's not that music anymore. You can actually listen to it. Now I absolutely love them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think they're a phenomenal act. And it's funny that you say that they stopped trying to be one thing and just started trying to be a great American rock band, because, you know, there's only so few great American rock bands. And I definitely think that the Foo Fighters are on top of that, holding it down. The only other bands I can think of are just like Green Day, you know, is a great American rock band. But, man, you know, very few still doing it like that. You know, I love to see it. But, you know, something that I think it's not really a new release this year. You listen to Metallica, Mike?
Metallica is my favorite band of all time.
Hell yeah, brother. I love Metallica. Have you seen... So, you know, it's the 20th anniversary of the Black Album.
Yes.
They're actually doing a string of shows this weekend in San Francisco for their 40th anniversary.
I did see that.
Yeah, I wish I was there. Sounds so cool.
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to do that. But yeah, Metallica and Pantera are my two favorite bands of all time.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. I love that. You know, as Jack Black says, the metal will never die. But did you get a chance to check out the Black Album's re-released? I think it was called Blacklisted, where it was like the Black Album, but it had a bunch of covers by different artists performing the songs.
I got to see a little bit. I was reading an article at one point, a month ago, whatever it was, and in the article they had a video embedded where there was a little bit of one of the songs. I don't remember which song it was. I don't remember who the band was that was covering it, but I remember saying, I need to go back and watch this. This is really cool. And I never did. To be honest, I hadn't thought about it again until you said that.
Well, I definitely 10 out of 10 recommend checking it out. You know, I wouldn't listen to it straight through. I would look at the track list and listen to the ones you want to hear, because there's a bunch of covers for each song. So it's like you get Enter Sandman like five times. You get Wherever I May Roam like three times. And you're like, oh, I don't want to listen to that. But there are some really good interpretations. Weezer did a surprisingly great cover of Enter Sandman. Miley Cyrus and Elton John did a really, really spooky, good cover of Nothing Else Matters.
That may be the one that I saw part of.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you said Miley Cyrus, I was like, oh, yep, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. It's, they turn into a really beautiful piano ballad. But Cage the Elephant covers The Unforgiven, and I think that's like probably one of my favorite ones that's on there. But yeah, it's really unique.
I feel like
take.
They would do a really good job with that.
Yeah, it's awesome. But hey, I think we're coming up on our first break of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and take that. When we come back, you know, COVID's going around, that darn Rona. She won't leave me alone, but she's not leaving the NFL alone either. They got some weird protocols going on. There's some reschedulings happening. We'll talk about that after the break. But in the meantime, let's play some Rise Against. I'll see you in a minute, Mike.
Yep.
Young men fighting, look at you women crying, look at you young men dying, the way they've always done before, and look at the hate we're breeding, and look at the fear we're feeding, look at the lives we're leading, the way we've always done before. And the billions shift from side to side, and the wars go on with brainwashed pride, the love of God and a human.
Come out to Fan Expo New Orleans January 7th through the 9th at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Meet your favorite stars like William Shatner, Captain America Anthony Mackie, John Barrowman, Michael Rooker, the cast of Clerks, and more. Plus artists, writers, cosplayers, Q&A panels, special events, and much more. Don't wait. Tickets are on sale now at FanExpoNewOrleans.com. January 7th through the 9th, Fan Expo. Discover, celebrate, belong.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Mike's Debris Removal and Demolition reminds us that many veterans returning from service are in need of work. Many have elite military training and valuable professional skills that can benefit your company. Show your stripes, hire smart, and hire vets. That's courtesy of Mike's Debris Removal and Demolition, your complete debris removal contractors with a reputation for quality work at prices you can afford. For an estimate, call 985-351-7709. That's 985-351-7709. That's Mike's Debris Removal and Demolition in Ponchatoula. On the air because they care.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
What is going on, New Orleans? A little bit of Better Than Ezra for you. Love those guys. You're listening to the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. I'm not BJ Rust. I am only Tony Peppers, but I'm joined by Mike Hinson today. And we are about to talk to you about some good old foosball. Mike, we got a big game this Sunday.
Yes, we do.
What do you think about it?
720. Well, we're going to see. The thing that I kept thinking about this week is, for some reason, the Saints always have the Bucs number. I say always, knock on wood, I'm knocking on the desk right now. But one of the main things I keep thinking about is that almost every single game, Chris Evans is one of the better wide receivers in the game.
Mike Evans?
And Mike Evans, I'm sorry. Why in the world did I say that?
No, you're all good.
For some reason, Marshawn Lattimore just has his number.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hilarious to watch. And I have a feeling I know why. The very first time that Lattimore ever, his first game against the Bucs, he shut down Evans. And it was just, you know, he was having a good game. You know, there was nothing extra about it. It was just he was having a good game. Well, then the next time they played later that year, Evans was all over Lattimore. Like Evans could have just stood there. He could have taken off his shoes, caught the ball with Lattimore in his face, and walked the ball into the end zone. And I feel like Lattimore took that personally. And almost every single time they've played each other since, Lattimore is like, oh, you're Mike Evans. Oh, sorry. Nope. Mm-mm. I'll watch this, and I'm hoping that happens this time. Please, please, God, make it happen this time. And then the other thing is that the Saints, you know, they hadn't exactly been the greatest team this year, but they're one of the, I won't say best, one of the better teams in the NFL against the run. And not only that, but Leonard Fournette has an issue, I think, with either his foot or his knee. And so if he's not 100%, it's going to be hard for him to do all his juking and stuff that he does that makes it to where he can be Leonard Fournette. And so hopefully those two things will make it to where – I just realized Chris Evans is an actor.
That's Captain America.
Yes, exactly. That's why I said it. But hopefully between those two things, it slows down the Bucs enough to where the Saints actually have a chance. If you can get rid of those two, not get rid of, but if you can slow down those two players, that helps the Saints immensely.
Absolutely. Now,
granted, I love Taysom Hill, but he's not exactly Drew Brees. Hell, he's not even Jameis Winston.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to be our main quarterback. That's what I think. I think he's way better as like a wildcat player.
Yes. I just wish that, you know, when we have our actual starting quarterback, whether that's Jameis or not, I wish that when he would go in as quarterback, they wouldn't just run him every single time. Everybody knows as soon as you see number 7 out there, you know, oh, it's going to be a quarterback sneak. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I definitely agree. They're definitely going to have to work on the suppression. I agree entirely about what you said about Mike Evans and Lattimore. I think Lattimore definitely does have his number. When I was looking at the injury reports for this week, I did not see anything about Leonard Fournette. I did see him earlier in the week, but what I was reading was it was kind of just more of a maintenance day. You know, they've been killing it. Leonard Fournette specifically, he is definitely rising as one of the top running backs in the league, but it looks like he doesn't really have an injury, sadly. But, you know, the Saints, I believe, with Tom Brady under the helm and Tampa Bay, I believe the Saints are undefeated in the regular season against him. But we're going to have a tough one this week, for sure. The injuries this week are pretty weird. We're out without Taron Armstead, Garrett Griffin, and Ryan Ramczyk. Big bummer. Both are all three just really great players on the line. Caden Ellis and, of course, Lil Jordan Humphrey also will be out. Lil Jordan Humphrey is nursing that hamstring injury, but he has a questionable tag. He might still play. And same thing for Caden Ellis.
Okay, that's what I saw. They were both questionable. And the article that I was looking at, I feel like may have been a little bit old because they had Leonard Fournette as questionable. And now that doesn't necessarily mean anything, you know, doing fantasy football. Mm-hmm. Anytime somebody doesn't practice or isn't a full participant, they're always listed as questionable. And the article I was looking at, you know, they may do the same thing. So
that might be the case. I did see that Leonard Fournette was a DNP today. And I may have just assumed that it was just that maintenance thing. But and that very well may be what it is. But I haven't really seen any headlines or anything otherwise. But yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what it is. Because Jordan Whitehead is also marked questionable, as well as Antoine Winfield for the Buccaneers. Jamel Dean and Richard Sherman. Well, Jamel Dean for sure is out, but Richard Sherman is expected to sit out. He's listed as doubtful with an Achilles injury. So who knows? Maybe there'll be some points where we can sneak it in. I think the defense will definitely hold it down. I don't think anyone likes that beautiful bastard Tom Brady in the city. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, speaking of people who are sitting out this week, most notable is Coach Sean Payton. Have you heard the news?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well, for those who haven't, Coach Sean Payton chose to sit out of practice earlier this week because he wasn't feeling good. He was coming up with negative tests for COVID, but today he did pop positive. And, you know, just to be safe, he has agreed to sit out of this game. Defensive coordinator Dennis Allen will assume the role of head coach for this game against Tampa Bay. Sean Payton is expected to return for the December 27th game against the Dolphins, however. But, yeah, you know, it's just really not good news, especially coming up on a game as big as this one. You know, I think we do our best when we're missing pieces. And we're missing a lot of pieces right now.
Yes, we are, for the entire season. And I got to say, if somebody's going to take over for Sean Payton, I do not at all mind it being Dennis Allen. I mean, there's a reason that every time that a head coaching job comes up, his name is one that's listed. And so, you know, if he's going to be our interim head coach, or not interim, you know, whatever the word is for that, yeah, I'm not too upset about it.
Yeah, I think he'll do a great job. I'm very interested to see how this game goes this weekend. You know, I just watch every weekend, every week of Saints football this year, just hoping for the best. But hey, you know, there's a bunch of other teams that have COVID instances popping up this week. So we're going to talk about those. There's some reschedules. We'll talk about what that means for the NFL and for your fantasy football right after this break. But let's get some news in. You're listening to the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO. Oh, hey.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean a change from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower, don't anything. We'll do it on the air, don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 a.m.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The state Supreme Court orders enforced suspension without pay for a Lafayette City Court judge allegedly heard saying racial slurs on a viral video. Judge Michelle Odine said she had taken a sedative and has no memory of saying any of the things heard on the tape. Legal analyst and attorney Franz Borghardt says it's never good to have a jurist with a perceived bias against a person or a community.
To be sure, some of the attention is deserved, and we should be concerned. Now, does the fact that she used the racial slur mean that she can't be a judge? Well, that's for the Supreme Court to decide.
An interim judge will hear Judge Odine's docket. Saints head coach Sean Payton has COVID and will miss Sunday's game against Tampa Bay. Saints DC Dave Allen will take center seat. Allen says he and the coaching staff and team will roll with the changes.
With myself, with Pete, with Riz, with Ryan Nielsen, you know, we'll handle all those game management situations together. But I guess ultimately that falls on me in terms of how we're going to manage the game.
Saints are 11-point underdogs, kickoff 7:20 Sunday night. This is news on LRN.
Looking for that special gift? Then play Love from the lottery. Win up to $14,000. Stop at your favorite lottery retailer and ask for Love today for your chance to win up to $14,000. Double your cash and play Double Cash Doubler from the lottery. Win up to 15 times. Win up to $100,000. Visit any lottery retailer and pick up Double Cash Doubler today for your chance to win up to $100,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
With the new law, more people qualify for financial assistance at healthcare.gov. Real customers like Taylor.
You know, I wish people knew how easy it was to get health coverage. This new law has made it so affordable. I'm only paying $52 a month, but there are quality plans for even less.
New law, lower prices, more people qualify. Enroll by January 15th at healthcare.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
What is going on, New Orleans? You are listening to the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. I'm not BJ Rust. But I'm Tony Peppers, and I am here with Mike Hinson. How you doing, Mike?
Doing good.
All right. So before the break, we were talking about the Saints versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend. But, you know, I think I got enough anxiety without talking about that game. But we did mention that Sean Payton does have COVID, but he is far from the only one in the NFL. Have you seen these updates about all these rescheduled games, Mike? It's crazy.
I'm actually looking at it now, and yeah, you're right. It's kind of reminding me of last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, luckily this is the first time they've done it this week, this season, and it's deep. It's week 15, so you know, it's good that we were able to have 14 strong weeks. I mean, strong is a light word, seeing as last week there was a lot of COVID. In fact, I think that at least like six different weeks this year. I know I've had to make big fantasy football changes because of a COVID and players catching it. But, you know, this week, for those unfamiliar with what I'm talking about, there was a pretty large COVID breakout earlier this week. And now three games for this weekend have been rescheduled. The Las Vegas Raiders against the Cleveland Browns has been rescheduled, as well as the Seattle Seahawks against the Rams and the Washington football team against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Raiders game against the Browns has been rescheduled for Monday evening at 5 o'clock. So it will, the end of it will probably interfere a little bit with the other scheduled, Monday night game, but I don't think it'll be too bad. And that one is, you know, the Minnesota Vikings versus the Chicago Bears. But the Tuesday games will both air at 7 p.m., the Seattle Seahawks versus the Rams and the Washington football team at the Philadelphia Eagles, both of which will be aired on Fox. You know, it's just really crazy to see, especially like this far into the season, that COVID is still this out of hand. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Yes, I agree 100%. This is the second time that we felt like this whole COVID thing was behind us. And now it's coming back. And like I said earlier, like this kind of reminds me of last season. And I'm thinking more college football than NFL. Mm-hmm. But I remember the SEC had tons of issues because, oh, this game has to get postponed. But you're playing every week. You can only play on Saturdays because of these kids are in college. And at the end of the season, there were five or six games, I think. And I remember one was LSU. And then, the whole thing, it took them a month, at least from reading articles, it took them a month to even figure out where to play these games and how are they going to be able to play them because they have COVID again and all this. And I know, like you said, we made it through 14 weeks. We're now on week 15, but it's still kind of brings up that anxiety from last year. If you've done, I guess anxiety is probably not the best word for it, but last year it was most definitely anxiety. But I don't know, it's just kind of a, oh my God, where are we going with this? Well, what's about to happen with our world?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you know, it really definitely, there's some key players that are definitely sitting out. Like I know, for instance, for the Seattle Seahawks, Tyler Lockett is going to be sitting out, which is a huge deal. He's probably one of the best wide receivers on the team. I know they've had a pretty shoddy season in general, but you know, going into fantasy football, for some people, this is week one of playoffs. For me, it is the week before playoffs. I've clinched. The guy in my league who has Tyler Lockett has clinched. But there's like three, four people who are still viable for fourth place. And I know that there's people out there who are probably like have money depending on the outcome of their fantasy football season who are wondering what to do. You know, what if you got like Dalvin Cook on your lineup and you're worried that he might get injured again? You don't have Madison to sit in for you. I think there's a few good pickups. Mike, I know that you play fantasy football. We are in a league together with BJ where he is kicking our butt, and not just him, but his wife as well. His wife has beaten me consistently. Yes. It's not very great, but You know, I think that there are a slew of really great waiver wire pickups if you have a rescheduled Monday or Tuesday game and you just feel skeptical about it. The Tennessee Titans are a really great place to look right now. Hunter Henry is out for pretty much the end of the season. I think Deontay Foreman is a wonderful pickup. He has definitely been dominating the workload on there. Another one that's really good. Adam Thielen has been listed as questionable. His game is not going to be rescheduled, but it is on Monday. But if you can find him, because you know he's been a little sketchy the past couple weeks dealing with an injury, but he's supposed to be fully healthy. If you are able to snag him, I definitely think that he is the way to go with that. And for the record, don't trust anyone if they are wearing a New Orleans Saints jersey to produce any points for you this season in fantasy football. I've learned that the hard way many a time.
I wasn't too upset, at least as far as fantasy is concerned, when Mark Ingram got COVID, because he got me, I want to say, 4 points probably on average for the 3 weeks or so before that I have him.
Yeah, so, well, you see, when they got him, immediately I snatched him up. And, you know, he had those first couple weeks where he was doing really great. First week, you know, he did like, I think he gave me like 11 points, but then the next week it was like 20. And then it was 15, and now it's like, bro, what? What are you doing? What are you doing?
What you doing, bro?
But hey, it's the Saints. What more do you expect from them? Yeah, say la vie.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, there's some really good matchups this weekend that aren't rescheduled. Mike, are there any that you're looking forward to?
Oh, well, of course, I'm looking forward to the game that people are going to look back on 40 years from now and say, century with the Texans and the Jaguars. That's definitely going to be a and hold on, who's playing tomorrow night? It's New England and the Colts. I feel like that is going to be the time where that's going to be the game where one of those two teams shows that they're actually good, they're actually worthy of watching, because the Colts are kind of on the edge. I mean,
they're sturdy.
They're good.
I think they're mirror to the Titans. The Titans are pretty decent on the offense, but not remarkable. But whatever on the defense, I think the Colts are the other way around. They don't really have anything to call home about with their offense, but their defense, hey, not bad.
That is actually a very good way to describe it. I like that. I hadn't thought of that, but you are 100% correct. But the Patriots, this is the one of the times, I guess, after this season, I guess this is kind of the time where Mac Jones says, yes, I'm it, or no, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean it as in the next Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Peyton Manning. You know, look at Patrick Mahomes. You know, he was the next coming of Jesus until this season. So don't think that's what I'm saying. And now, granted, I got to say, the fourth quarter last night with Patrick Mahomes was very, very different than the rest of the game I was able to watch.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that tomorrow's game was going to be my most entertaining game of the week. But last night, man, that was some good football, I can't lie. I was saying that I don't know who's responsible for coming up with the schedules, but whoever came up with the scheduling for this season needs a pay raise, because the Thursday and Monday night games this season have just been so entertaining.
Which is funny, because I've always made fun of Thursday night games, because it's always, you know, like the Texans and the Jaguars or something. y'all are trying to promote this Thursday night thing, but y'all keep putting teams like that. But you're right, this year has been a lot better.
Yeah, really great scheduling. But hey, you're talking about the Saturday game. Who do you think is going to come out on top?
I'm thinking it's going to be New England.
I
don't think it's going to be as close as New England fans want it to be. They're expecting, it's going to be a 30-point blowout. And I have a friend that lives right down the street from me. I mean, like, literally, I can walk there. He is a huge New England fan. He grew up in Kentucky, so he didn't have a team, and his dad's family is from the Boston area. And so, you know, every time we go up there, like, New England or Pats. So that became his team. And so I normally try to mess with him and be like, oh, you know, the Patriots go, whatever. And you know, it goes in a lot more into a lot more detail that is probably not safe for radio. But this time, yeah, I think I'm going to have to tell Blake, yeah, but I think your team's going to win. So.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because I actually think the Colts are going to come out on top this weekend. But I think it's going to be a very close game. I think it's going to come down to, you know, who can get the most points on the board at the end of the day. Because I think both defenses are pretty rock solid. But I guess we'll have to see. I didn't ask you, what do you think about New Orleans? I'm going to assume you hope they win. You know what? I don't want to know how you think that game is going to turn out because I don't think anyone wants to hear how I think the game is going to turn out.
Okay, I'm going to say what BJ and I have said off and on for the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's best that we just don't talk about it. We're not going to make a prediction because it's pretty much guaranteed that we're going to be wrong.
All right. Okay, I'm going to give you 3 more games coming up this weekend, then we're going to go to the break. Cowboys versus Giants.
Cowboys.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling too.
Yeah.
All right. The Packers versus the Ravens.
Ooh, that's interesting. I'm going to go with the Packers, but the Ravens are going to give them fits.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Ravens are definitely going to give them a fight worth fighting for. But, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers is angry. I think he's really hungry. And I think that he's been playing in his prime. Well, you know, at least the best he's done all season, currently in the season. So I would also give it to the Green Bay Packers. But, you know, for the last game, let's talk about the ugliest girl at the ball. The Texans or the Jaguars.
I think that both teams are going to get kicked out of the NFL after this season. I guess since I have lived in Houston before, and about half of my family on my dad's side lives there, and about half the people that I went to high school with all live there, I'm going to have to go with the Texans. I don't know. I feel like Urban Meyer being fired is going to kind of light a fire under the Jags, but that doesn't really mean anything. Lighting a fire under a dumpster that's already on fire doesn't really do much. So,
yeah, I would agree for sure. But, hey, who knows? Trevor Lawrence said, in order for us to win, the drama has to stop. So hopefully the drama stopped. We'll find out. But hey, we're going to come back from the break. We're going to talk a little bit about Spider-Man's incredible box office opening, a little bit about New Orleans Fan Expo. Sounds so awesome. And then, you know, it's Friday. We got Whiskey Tango Foxtrot coming up right after this. Let's play some music.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Karamur with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Kermer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares. Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
What is going on, New Orleans? You are listening to the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. I am not BJ Rust. I am Tony Peppers, but I am joined here by Mike Henson. Mike, you know, they played this commercial a couple times during the show. Did you hear the one about New Orleans Fan Expo? Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Man, yes, that thing looks so cool. Are you going to go?
If I was in New Orleans, most definitely, I'm going to have to figure out exactly if I can go from Baton Rouge, but if I can, I most definitely will.
Yeah, well, I hear you. Well, that's definitely your decision, but I think it's definitely worth the trip. If you guys are unfamiliar, it is New Orleans Fan Expo. It is January 7th through 9th. It's going to be right here at the Convention Center. It's going to be super awesome. Really great opportunity to be your inner nerd. They'll have cool cosplay meetups, collectibles, one-of-a-kind comic book variant covers. They'll even have some celebrities there, including Michael Rooker, Jason Arnell, Green Arrow, as well as Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith, Jay and Silent Bob, and New Orleans' own Anthony Mackie, who you may recognize from Marvel's Captain America, plays the Falcon, and now he is Captain America. But, you know, it's been a really good week for comic books. Spider-Man No Way Home has just dropped in theaters. Have you had a chance to see it yet, Mike? Are you a Spider-Man fan?
I love Spider-Man. I have not had a chance to see it. Things have been very crazy at work, so but I will see it as soon as I can.
I hear you. Well, I definitely saw it. I seen it, and I loved it. It was awesome. It was everything that I expected it to be. It just really just blew me away. But, you know, I'm not the only person blown away. The box offices are looking pretty stuffed. Just yesterday, on the Thursday release of Spider-Man, they are bringing in an estimated $50 million. Ooh. Can you remember the last time you made $50 million in one day, Mike?
Oh, yeah, that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I hear you on that. That's not the only records they're breaking. It's looking pretty awesome overseas as well. It's been out for about 2 days over across the pond, and they're doing about $114.2 million worldwide box offices. And it's looking awesome. They were estimated to be about $250 million at the end of the weekend. It's looking like they might do better. So who knows? Try finding tickets for it online. It's not impossible, but almost all those theaters are full to capacity. Definitely worth checking out. Yeah, it's definitely on the way of maybe not being the biggest box office weekend of all time, but it's definitely looking at a top five, if not top three approach. For reference, Marvel's Black Panther did about $235 million in the box office, the largest to-date solo release from Marvel. And Endgame did about $357 million at the end of their weekend. Spider-Man is looking at about $250. More money than I'll ever have, but good for them, I guess. I love those comic books. But all right, you know, it is the end of the week, and on Friday, I believe, we're supposed to do this thing called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So think I'm doing it right. This is we play the music. We talk about some weird stuff that happened.
Exactly.
Mike, you know the game better than I do. How about you start off?
All right. We don't have all that much time, so I'll just paraphrase this article. But the title is Oklahoma is so angry over Lincoln Riley, it might rename a highway after him. For those of y'all that don't know, Lincoln Riley was the coach of Oklahoma Sooners college football, and he left for University of South California. And everybody kept asking him, oh, he was the big name for the LSU job. Everybody kept, are you leaving for LSU? Every time he's like, I am not leaving Oklahoma for LSU. Nobody ever asked him about USC. Well, he went there. And so there's one particular state senator in Oklahoma who is so upset about it that he wants to name 3 inches, the last 3 inches of a desolate highway to be named the Lincoln Riley Highway. And there's got to be more to the story with the 3 inches of the highway. But it was Oklahoma State Senator Bill Coleman. I'll just read this paragraph. That includes at least one state legislator. Oklahoma State Senator Bill Coleman reacted to Riley's exit by requesting legislation that will turn 3 inches of the westbound lane on Oklahoma State Highway 325 into the Lincoln Riley Highway as a way to, quote, properly honor our coach. Coleman described the stretch as the tiniest section of our most desolate of highways. And it's going west. Obviously, that's the way he went. And so, yeah, that's pretty interesting.
That's so funny. All right, so we only got time for one more. Man, I thought I had more time, so I'm going to give one. A woman reportedly breastfed a cat on Delta Airlines flight. Things apparently got weird on a recent Delta Airlines flight from Syracuse to Atlanta when a woman allegedly started breastfeeding a cat to the horror of fellow passengers and the crew. A flight attendant sent a message through the aircraft communications on the jet while in flight to alert the crew on the ground that, quote, 13A is breastfeeding a cat and will not put cat back in its carrier when requested. Fox News' Tracy Gallagher reported that the flight attendant later took to social media to provide more details of the incident, where she recalled, this woman had one of those, like, hairless cats swaddled up in a blanket, so it looked like a baby. Her shirt was up, and she was trying to get the cat to latch, and she wouldn't put the cat back in the carrier. The flight attendant added, the cat was screaming for its life.
Imagine.
That's about... just wild stuff, you know. Couldn't find out if she got arrested or anything, but you would hope. All right, that's about all the time. You're so funny. That's about all the time we have for today. We got to get out of here. It's Friday. I'm gonna go get a beer. I hope you are living just as jovially. If I don't see you before then, Merry Christmas, Mike. You take care of yourself. And to everyone listening, y'all take care as well. Merry Christmas. Be safe. Happy holidays. Here's Gloria.
For more Something to Say radio show content, go to some-